say, usually when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what it was.
What I dreamed about.
And say I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
couldn't hear.
All of a sudden, I
caught myself.
Okay, and you were asleep, and then all of a sudden you
woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp my foot.
And if you saw a friend walking home and you had your car, you might ask him, Can I
give you a ride? Okay. Pick you up?
Do you ever say carry you home? Or
yeah, carry you home.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it to you.
And the other way would be
you push it away.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
what, don't get burnt.
Don't
touch it and get burnt.
And in football, you run towards the
Never played football? No, indeed.
What's the game that people used to play? One child will be it and the others will hide?
Hide and seek.
Okay. What do you call the thing you run toward?
Base.
And we were planning to meet somewhere. I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
Wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more
change.
And someone who always sees the funny side of things, always catches on to a joke, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you'd say, I have just what him a letter.
Just wrote him a letter?
And you'd say, yesterday he what me a letter.
He wrote me a letter?
And tomorrow
I'll write him a letter.
You say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting
a answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
No, I don't know. That's the only way I ever know it. Address it.
Hear people say, back the letter?
No.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you call
tattletale.
Okay. And would you use that word about a grown-up? Would you call him a tattletale?
Yeah.
What would it mean when you say a grown person's a tattletale?
Well, it'd be just the same as that child, wouldn't you? Tell everything.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you could go out and
pick some flowers.
Pick some flowers and put in it.
Okay. And something that a child plays with, you call a
toy.
And you give someone a bracelet, you want to see how it looks on them, you say, go ahead and
put it on.
And he'd say, he moved here in 1960, and he's lived here
ever since.
And if I ask you how long you've lived in this parish, you'd say, well, I've what?
Don't know.
Or I've what lived here? I've
what?
If I ask you about yourself, how long have you lived in this parish? You'd say, I've
lived here all my life.
Okay. Or I've what lived here? I've all.
I've always lived here.
Okay. And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
A purpose.
And someone who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way.
Yeah.
You'd say he's
going to have it his way.
He's what kind of person? He won't ever admit it, even if he's wrong. He's